I know I haven't, like, been, you know, doing my podcast lately for you guys, so I apologize, but I'm on my way to work, so I thought, like, why not do a little podcast this morning, just checking in with you guys. I know, like, this is like crazy week for me. Like, I'm in the process of having, well, I purchased new bedroom furniture for me and my daughter's room, so I'm, like, in the process of the furniture getting delivered Friday. On top of that, I go out of town on Friday, so it's been a crazy week. I'm just trying to get everything together before I leave Friday evening to go be with my boyfriend for the weekend, so I'm, like, all over the place, so I'm just trying to get some stuff done. I have, like, 2 days left. Literally, I have a day left, which is today, because I leave tomorrow, so I literally got to do a lot today. I got to wash my hair. Usually, I wash my hair on Fridays. I wash it tonight. Got to pack a little bit tonight, so I'm like, oh, my God, it's a mess. Like, yeah, it's crazy. But thankfully, my dad will be home, and he'll handle all the movers on Friday for me, and you know, set my room up for me on Saturday or whatever, because I definitely won't be back home Sunday evening, so I got to get some stuff done. But anyway, so just checking in, like I said, see how you guys have been doing. I haven't really been doing much. I'm on my way to work right now. I'm super tired. I did not want to get out of bed this morning. Like, I was like, oh, I haven't even set my alarm for work. Somehow I find a way to get out of my bed still, at least by 6, but I did not want to get up. I was getting up at 5:30, but now I'm, like, late. Like, I'm not getting up to bed, so I didn't want to get up. I was like, oh, I'm in the bathroom. You know how you just get up in the morning, you go head down the hall to the bathroom? I'm literally in the bathroom, like, leaning my head against the sink, like, I don't want to go to work. I just want to sleep all day. I'm so tired, guys. And I hope you guys can hear that little burp I just did. If you did, I'm sorry. Trying to, like, play that off, but I'm like, somebody might have heard that. Let me just call it out. But, yeah, I don't know. So, life is just life, I guess. You know, so much craziness. Oh, going on in the world and all the news and all these things. So that's what we want to do. So today is Thursday. Let's talk about what's going on in the world. Like, get like the latest hot topics. We haven't did that in a while. Did anyone hear about the whole Bella Thorne situation where she was really upset because Oprah criticized her for showing her news that a hacker threatened to leak? Now, I'm just going to say this. I love Bella Thorne. I was a fan of her since she started on Disney Channel, and she was on that show Shake It Up with Zendaya. I think Bella Thorne is a beautiful young lady. However, I do agree with Whoopi Goldberg just a little bit. Like, in this day and age, it is 2019, you really have to be careful what you put out on the internet. Not only just for your safety, but because once something gets put out there, the world sees it, the world knows, and the world will, you know, they're talking about you. It's out there forever. People don't realize whatever they, like, you might write a statement on Twitter. It might be offensive or racist. That statement stays out there. You can delete it, but somebody out there Snapchat, it's just out there. So you got to be careful, especially with showing your body off. You want to be super careful just as a woman in general. Now, I am all for woman empowerment. If you want to show off your body, I'm all for that. As long as it's like a tasteful way, you know. And I know Bella Thorne was crying and she was hurt by some of the stuff Whoopi Goldberg said. However, Whoopi Goldberg probably could have said it in a different tone or a different way. But, you know, Whoopi is Whoopi. She will say how she be. So, I mean, she might have was hurt or whatever. But at the end of the day, like I said, I'm on both of them. I stand with Bella Thorne on the sense that she's a woman and she should be able to be free and show off her body. But at the same token, I stand with Whoopi Goldberg because you do have to be cautious of what you put out there. And a lot of young women, especially celebrities, you got to be super careful because people are constantly looking for celebrities to slip up. I mean, look at Kim Kardashian and that tape that got put out. I'm just saying, you got to be careful how you tread
And I wish her the best, Bella Thorne. Don't cry. It's going to be okay. It's life. It happens. You'll get over it. You'll move on. She'll go back to doing The View, and she'll keep doing what she does best. And nobody will probably be talking about it in a couple weeks or so. Be talking about the next story. So, shout out to them. Did anyone also see Tammy's show? Tammy from Basketball Wives, Tammy Roman. If anyone watches that, I love Tammy Roman. She keeps it 100% real. I loved her show last night. I really got into that show last night. Like, I was, like, looking at the screen, like, oh, my God. It was really good. Her and her boyfriend, Reggie, type, and Matt, and his family, two cousins came down, and his dad was on the show, and Tammy's kids. So I thought the show was pretty good. I actually really didn't get into Basketball Wives, like, talking about. I was more into Tammy's show. Tammy's show was more classier, was more funnier, and I got to see a different side of her. So shout out to Tammy from Basketball Wives. Her show was super good last night. I think that's like, let's see what's trending. So yeah, that was pretty good. Apparently today is Good Thursday. That's trending number 8 on Twitter. Good Thursday. Well, let's hope today is a good Thursday, because sometimes my Thursdays go from good to bad. So I'm going to pray that today is actually a good Thursday. Let's pray. So shout out to everyone on this beautiful Thursday. And those are just a few stories. So I'm going to get into a few more. I gotta find it. My phone is just like, my phone moves everything. I can't find this. Here we go. Here's the news. Ooh, what's going on in the news today? I'm crazy for you. Alright, I know my singing is like the worst. I'm sorry. Gotta entertain you guys. For 13 miscarriages, welcome to her first rainbow baby after trying. That's beautiful. The little girl is so adorable. I think that's so amazing, because a lot of people can't have kids and they really want kids. So stuff like this is just a miracle. A miracle from God. It's beautiful. Oh my God. I just seen a story where a 5-foot snake slithers into a Massachusetts family's home, bites a 9-month-old baby boy. Oh my God, Jesus. That is why I'm petrified of snakes. I can't do this. Oh my God, I don't even want to look at the picture. It scares the crap out of me. Like, I'm terrified of snakes, guys. I hope that baby's okay. Let me read the deepest of the story to see. I know that poor baby is scared. Oh, the baby has no signs of poison. They capture the snake, and this is pretty. She just has to be careful. Oh, God. It's a YouTube star reflects out on coming out to his dad in a viral video with twin. We're all so much closer. I think that's so beautiful when people can just be who they want to be and be them authentic selves without feeling like they have to be somebody else. So I think it's beautiful that this YouTuber, his name is Aaron and Austin Rose, known as the Rose Brothers. Oh, they're both gay. Oh, wow. They came out as gay to their dad. Okay. Well, I think that's beautiful. I love when parents support their kids, because there's so many kids in this world that come out as gay and their parents kick them out the house, diss on them. and treat them like crap. So I think it's a beautiful thing that their dad was super supportive of them coming out as gay. Like, I cringe when I think about the parents that treat their kids like crap because they're gay. Like, I'll never understand it. I mean, you should love your child, whether they're gay, straight, whatever, you know. It's just love, love, you know. So anyway, a terminally ill Danish soccer player throws prize party for daughter from hospice. Oh, that is beautiful. Well, you see what I mean? People like this just make the world a better place. This man is in hospice, ill, probably on his deathbed, but he still threw a party for his daughter. Like, this is the selfless things I love to hear about. Also, guys, do any of you follow Barcroft on YouTube? I absolutely love that page on YouTube, Barcroft. Like, they have the most amazing stories about, you know, different people, survivors, all kinds of stuff. And it really makes me emotional. Like, I literally saw a story that made me want to cry yesterday. I was on my phone looking at Barcroft. And they had did a story about this, I think it was a man and his wife who had I can't pronounce the word, so please don't make fun of me, guys. But they had, like, a lot of health problems, and they were bodybuilders. They had, like, a lot of stuff going. They had scoliosis. They had, like, so much. But they managed to be bodybuilders. And the husband had won a lot of competitions. And the wife was also in competitions and exercise. I was like, if they can do it, I need to get my fat butt up and go work and go do it too. Like, I was like, they putting me to shame. But I was like, those type of stories make me cry because we always complain about our everyday lives, like about the stuff we don't have or what we can't do. And there's people out there with disabilities that's kicking more ass than we are. They don't complain. They get out there and do what they got to do. So it's like, dang, we have no reason to complain. These people can do what they do, and we don't do anything. Crazy. Crazy. Oh, my God. They said a body of a magician was found in a river after a failed escape trip. Wow. Jesus. That's crazy. But he did a failed escape trip. Wow, a crane lured into the thing with him and he died. He drowned in the river. Oh my gosh. Oh my god. A lady fell. It says a woman is fighting for life after falling 16 stories down garbage chute in mental health episode. Oh my god, Jesus, that is scary. Lord, so many stories. Wow, so I'm reading a story where a Six Flags lifeguard, who's only 16, says he was told not to come back until he takes out earrings. What in the world? Like, it's a dang earring. What is it going to do to somebody? Nothing. Nothing at all. Basically can't go back to work unless you take his earrings. I don't know. It's one of those type of situations where you gotta decide, do you want your ears pierced or do you want your job? I don't think it's that big of a deal, but I mean, if I'm a teenager and I'm 16, need some extra cash, I probably would. Honestly, I've had a job in the past where I had my lip pierced and my nose pierced. And the job was like, you know what, you got to take the nose piercing out because we don't allow piercing. So I took it out. I didn't even say at that job that I ended up quitting because I just didn't like management. But I took it out for the job and they put my nose closed up. But in some cases, you got to do what you got to do. Especially if you need money and you got to think about this stuff. It's like, what's more important, my piercing or me getting a paycheck? So, just giving my opinion. A dad, 31 years old, drowned while saving 3-year-old son who fell from bridge out for Father's Day. Well, you know what? I have to say it's sad that the father died, but I'm glad that he was able to save his son, though. But dang.
Crazy. Yeah, when I look through these news stories, because I don't really look through the news stories that often, but whenever I do these little things with you guys, I like to look at the news stories. And this is some really sad stuff with these news stories. I'm like, what in the world? It like really tells you what's going on in the world. Yeah, it's really sad.
So they said an 11-year-old boy stopped a home intruder with a machete. Wow. Kids are so smart nowadays. I mean, they really are. Like, when I used to watch Home Alone, I would see Kevin on Home Alone, you know, do all that stuff. And it's like, when I was that age, I would not have been thinking that far ahead to do all that stuff to keep an intruder from robbing my house. But Macaulay Culkin was smart as hell in that movie. Like, darn, like, this smart. Oh my god, a crew member was stabbed on the set of Anne Hathaway's movie, The Witches. What is wrong with people? Lord. I feel like you're not safe anywhere. Did anyone hear about the Dominican Republic where everyone's talking about people are going there and they're getting sick and dying? It's crazy. It's like a rash, the rash of illnesses. People are going into vacation and they're not coming back. They're dying. So it's like 6 tourists died since the summer of 2018. Definitely, you got to be careful when you go to these other countries. You got to make sure you go to your doctor's. Get your vaccinations, do what you gotta do, because that's definitely scary. I would recommend no one go there right now until this thing is like cleared up. But I mean, So a Missouri man sexually abused an 11-year-old girl and all he got was probation. That's truly disgusting. Like, he sexually assaulted a child. Why the hell is he getting off with some damn probation? He should be behind bars. It's so crazy. So crazy.
I was like, what is somebody was yelling just now. I'm like, who the heck is that? I think it's that man on the, it's like a homeless man that I see every morning when I go to work, guys. He like walks up and down the street and he has like a sign. I don't know. I feel bad for him. I actually do think he's homeless because he feels he will have the same clothes on every day. But it's just like, oh my God, like he, I feel bad for him, but crazy. Sometimes it's hard to tell if people are really homeless or they're just, like, you know, faking it. Because I've seen people, like, literally I saw a lady act like she's homeless, had her hand off a chain, and then she drove off in a nice-ass car, and she didn't even have, she had decent clothes on. So I'm like, how the hell are you home because you're driving off in a cute little Lexus? I don't know. Oh, my God. So, California's deputy allegedly had sex with a 16-year-old boy with his mom in the house. How disgusting is that? I mean, come on. What? Okay, his mom is in the house. What the hell is she doing? She doesn't hear her son having sex. I mean, what in the world is going on in the world? So she dated the boy's father and then befriended the child. Wow. How disgusting can you be? Lord, these stores are so nasty. Like, why would any grown adult want to have sex with a child? I don't understand that. And you hear so many stories about teachers and stuff doing that. It's truly disgusting, though. Like, why would you want to consent to have sex with a damn minor? I don't understand that. You have to be sick in the head to want to do that. I don't get it.
Thank you. in the hell an Alabama man kept an attack squirrel and faded meth to ensure it would remain aggressive to police? What the hell is wrong with people? So you took a damn squirrel and faded meth so he would attack the damn police. People are, this is in Alabama. This is truly, what in the world is going on with the world? When did this become okay? They talk about all these Dominican Republic deaths still. Lord, please say I'm Dominican Republic. Jesus. And here's another story where a Maryland teacher slept with a student and gave him alcohol. It is truly disgusting to me that a teacher, like I said, want to have sex with a student. Like, what goes through your damn mind? Like, I don't understand it. That's so nasty. Wow. So a wife of a KKK leader in Missouri admits to killing her husband? That's crazy. I don't even have words on that one. That's crazy. That's all I'm gonna say about that. That is super crazy. Ooh, the world is a crazy place. What can I say? Alright. Anyway, guys, that's the end of my news report to you guys. Thank you for hanging out with me because this podcast is much now getting longer. I'm headed to work, guys, so I will definitely be back soon to talk to you guys. Hopefully, really soon, like this weekend. Hope you guys enjoy your day. Hope you guys have fun doing this Thursday What's Happening in the News report with me. So, anyway, guys, I'm signing off. Enjoy this beautiful Thursday. I will get back with you guys soon.